There were planned communities, some New Deal communities. Greenbelt, Maryland was a planned community, Columbia, Maryland. And there were similar kind of ventures in England as well after the war to try to kind of create towns from the inception that, you know, blend to transportation and housing and parks and recreation and places of business and so forth.
Peachtree City has become one of the most famous examples of a successful planned community. And that began in the 1950s. And I guess the question is, why?
Well, there were some developers that were looking around to parcel together, piece together land. There's also this very intriguing character involved with the establishment of Peachtree City named Joel Cowan, who was then an undergraduate at Georgia Tech. And he read an article in the newspaper that said a group of businessmen are looking to put together this community in the southern part of the metro area. And his father had been mayor of Cartersville, and Cowan reportedly said to a friend of his, fraternity brother of his, whose father was one of the developers, does this new city need a mayor? And as an undergraduate at Georgia Tech, he got involved in piecing together the final pieces of the parcel and became the first mayor shortly after his graduation at Tech, you know, in his early 20s.
What was the original plan for the city? What did they conceive?
They had a number of different sort of sub-districts of the city linked together by an extensive network of trails that originally people thought would be for bicycling and walking to connect people to rural areas and so forth. Increasingly became famous for being avenues for golf carts. And I saw one statistic that said over 9,000 households in Peachtree City today own a golf cart to traverse the practically 90 miles, I think it is, of trails throughout the community. Joel Cowan himself then becomes a major player in suburban Atlanta development. He develops Phipps Plaza later on. He's involved in a number of other big developments. He serves as the CEO of the Peachtree City Development Company through the 70s, and then is involved as the founding chair of the Georgia Regional Transportation Authority, the Metro North Georgia Water Planning District. So he's a big player in larger development planning, regional planning kinds of efforts well into the 90s and afterwards.
My understanding is that in the early days of Peachtree City, they needed funding, of course. Bessemer Corporation was a major backer of a lot of things that had to be built. I think they coughed up money for the airport, Falcon Field. They coughed up money for an elementary school.
Right. And you know, in the 1960 census, there was still no recorded resident living there. Maybe Joel Cowan was the one resident. And so they needed to, you know, they got finally inclusion by the federal authorities so that they could appeal for funds. And then in the 70s and the 80s, Peachtree City and Fayette County in general really take off. And it's one of these counties surrounding Atlanta that becomes one of the fastest growing counties in the United States. It also provides a kind of a foreshadowing for other planned communities on the south side of town. We've had Serenbee, we've had Chattahoochee Hills. You know, there have been some other sort of interesting experiments in these kind of planned communities on the south side of town. Didn't happen on the north side of town. The land was too expensive to put together these parcels or for whatever reasons. But on the south side of town, Peachtree City was the first in a series of kind of interesting experiments in alternate forms of organizing living space.
The developers' dreams came true. Annually, Peachtree City is on a variety of best places to live lists, best places to raise your family lists. So it's been successful by that measure.
Right. It really does point to the value of thinking something through in trying to integrate the different aspects, commerce, residential areas, and recreational areas.
Cliff Hume, thank you very much.
Thank you, Steve.